The Prague Writers Festival, which begins on June the 6th, is all about the encounter of ideas. Over the last 20 years, this annual event has become a lively forum for writers from many parts of the world, and the diversity of their work and thought has been the festival's greatest strength. This year, it revolves around the theme of heresy and rebellion, pointing to the perennial tension between the writer and the society in which he or she lives. A couple of days ago, David Vaughan met the festival's director, Michael March, to talk about this year's event.
We began by looking at the festival's roots, which go back more than 30 years. In the late 1970s, Michael March started organising readings in London by writers from behind the Iron Curtain, and in the process he found out just how little people knew about Central and Eastern Europe.
People had no idea what was really happening, because it wasn't part of their immediate existence. And so to bring the writers in a physical sense, for them to see them, to breathe them, then they could come really to the work. It made it in this a human sense, and it was extremely well received.
And I'm intrigued by how you actually managed this, because it must have involved some quite delicate negotiations. It must have been quite hard just getting the writers out of their own countries sometimes, to get visas for them to be able to take part in the festivals that you were holding in London.
The regimes saw literature as propaganda, and they supported literature and translation. Of course, this was an undermining effect of the regime, but during this period, there was great literature, because literature was physically, financially supported. And there's a tremendous contradiction in that. And also the combination of the chemistry of writers coming through the Second World War at this particular point in history, having the experience, the tragedy, all of the various elements that constitute poetry, they were supported by the regimes. Some, of course, couldn't be, but in general, most were. In the West, this does not exist. There was a commercial censorship, and there still is.
And the reason why I'm asking so much about the past, before 1989 and the fall of communism, is because you did decide immediately to bring this festival to Prague 20 years ago, and you've been going ever since. So, as it were, the moment the Iron Curtain opened, you leapt across.
I was blindfolded, directionless, and someone spun me in the direction, and I crossed these borders were no longer borders, and ended in Prague, and created the Prague Writers' Festival in a country which had no literary traditions vis-à-vis the international world. These were myths. There weren't readings in this country. As such, the tradition that exists now, we helped create. Or we created it. We were first. We opened the doors. Kafka's door. Everyone was standing in front of the door was open. So that we blew on the door, and the door sort of creaked open.
But even 20 years later, I sometimes feel that this festival, it still doesn't seem to have become an intrinsic part of the Czech cultural world. It's almost as if there's still a more introverted Czech cultural scene, and you're here with the festival, which is really a big international festival, almost in parallel.
It's the fate, almost the DNA of the country, to be closed, to be suspicious. We're strangers. All writers are strangeness. The writers, to be effective, must be heretics. They have to be outside the circle. They have to be observers. Poets and philosophers observe the world from the outside. And we create the world. In Greek, the word for poetry means to create, creation. And so the festival, to be effective, to be alive, must be in opposition, must be strange to the everyday accommodation of the real.
Another aspect of the festival, which I find very interesting, that you're not only a festival in itself, but you're also encouraging, actually publishing, translations. You've published several translations of work into Czech. This, in terms of getting this exchange of ideas, a spark of ideas, is very important as well, isn't it?
The festival is a cultural foundation. We have a series called World Poets in Prague. 10 volumes of poetry, bilingual, Chinese, Czech, German, Czech, English, Czech, Portuguese, Swedish. We're publishing 3 books for the festival. One, Hans Magnus Enzensberger, A History of Clouds. Derek Walcott, a book entitled Feast, is the first translations of his poem into Czech, translated by Miroslav Jindra, who received the state prize for his translation, as well as my own volume of poems, Only a Promise.
You have some very famous, highly respected internationally writers coming to the festival. You have no less than 3 Nobel Prize for Literature winners. Tell me a little bit about the people who are coming and the process of getting them here.
The festival is constructed with the idea of heresy and rebellion. And we've invited writers to, in essence, share their experience of this theme. Gao Xingyin has lived in China. His novel, The Soul Mountain, was extremely well received. He received the Nobel Prize in the year 2000. The political process catapulted him towards this prize. The same thing you would say with Herta Müller, a very great writer, very poetic, lyrical writer.
I should add that Herta Müller is an ethnic German from Romania, and she moved, in fact, to Berlin before the fall of the Iron Curtain, and she's lived in Germany since, hasn't she?
Herta's just a wonderful writer, but she's been, in a way, scarred by her experience in Romania and the death of her friends. She writes about this. But it's not just really this experience in Romania. It's the mechanism of really oppression, torture, power that she's writing about. So it's quite universal. It's quite universal. In this essence that she's now in Germany, this gives a greater focus to her work. Receiving the Nobel Prize, her work is translated now for the first time into Czech.
You mentioned 2 of the 3 Nobel Literature Prize winners. Who's the third?
The third is Derek Walcott, born in St. Lucia. He received the prize in 1992. He's a poet of the Caribbean and the sea, the sun, and a poet that has faced colonialism. His ancestors were slaves. He writes in English, the language of St. Lucia's Creole, a bit of French, it's the West Indies. But we will speak at the American Center about slavery. We will talk about slaveries in a very sort of large sense. Slavery, an economic system, a business, terror, occupation, colonialism.
It also strikes me as very interesting and stimulating in the Czech context to bring a writer from that very different world to spark off ideas.
I would say that, of course, this is the sense of comparison which we wish to see drawn. Diogenes said, the art of slavery is to control the master. And this art, in terms of the Czech lands being occupied, is that the Czechs did try to control their master through indifference, through rejection, things which in a way should be abolished, can't be abolished. They take centuries to disappear because the experience of these lands has been under occupation. Of course, in speaking about slavery, colonialism, we want people to really reflect upon their own history. And then seek this question of identity. The festival creates the context to create literature. If we be living literature in conversations and reading, the whole art of the festival is in living, in creating.
And you say that the festival creates a context to create literature. In a very literal sense, it does, actually, because you have a competition, don't you? A writing competition, a short story writing competition, as part of the festival.
It's for students, for writers under the age of 21, to expand their writing abilities. And we give this prize. It's sponsored this year by Google. So they get very good gifts in this case.
Is this a Czech language short story prize?
Yes. It's really for Czech students in the Czech language.
And in the competition, have you had a chance to read the stories and to make your own conclusions about the sort of things that are interesting teenagers? To see any trends or anything that was particularly exceptional in some of the writing?
The stories are being read now. There are 400 stories which were sent to us, but I'm not reading them. We have a staff who's conducting the prize, who's reading the stories. Obviously, the young members of our staff. What we see is that there's a really great interest, of course, in being rewarded.
You think the interest is in the prizes rather than coming from the heart?
This is the conversation with society, between the heart and really the question of the heart being recognized. The question of recognition is tremendously important. It's the writers we bring, they're recognized. And the young generation are writing now to recognize themselves firstly, and then to be recognized outside themselves, inside society. In this case, we're the society. We're giving them the recognition. That's tremendously important.
And just to conclude, the Prague Writers' Festival has a fantastic website, which is pwf.cz, and it has a huge amount. It's labyrinthine, in fact. I've really enjoyed delving into the website in both English and Czech, and there are all sorts of extracts and things that you can read there. That really has become more and more a focus, hasn't it?
It is quite natural, and then things really develop, they expand. Things come to the website, and we've focused on that because it's a way of also communicating directly to our audience. We're trying to actually, in an organic sense, exercise our thoughts, provide sort of culture, and ask people in a way to have a conversation with us.
The festival takes place from the 6th to the 10th of June inclusive, focusing mainly on the new stage of the National Theatre here in Prague. Michael, best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.